Listen to a lecture in an American history class.
Hello, everyone. Today we'll be talking about the historical background of the song Yankee Doodle. Now, this is, of course, a song that American children learn in the nursery. It does have a pleasant rhyme and rhythm that make it easy to learn, and it also provides an interesting perspective on attitudes at the time of the American Revolution. Now, let's think about the words to Yankee Doodle. How many of you know the words to this song? You all should. Let's see a show of hands. Yes, everyone seems to know the words. Now, would anyone like to sing it for us? Let's see a show of hands on this. Any volunteers? No one? There's not a single hand up. Okay, then. If no one wants to sing it for us, let me put up the words for you. Here are the words to Yankee Doodle, and let's think about the perspective these words provide on the prevailing attitudes at the time of the American Revolution. This refrain should be quite familiar to you. Yankee Doodle came to town riding on a pony. He stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. Now, we'll focus on three words in this song: Yankee, Doodle, and macaroni. The word Yankee in this song refers to an American colonist. It probably comes from the Dutch word for Johnny. The word Doodle pretty clearly seems to be some kind of insult about the American colonist's manner of dress and behavior. Now, the word macaroni was a slang term used in 18th century England. This term was used to describe a person who dressed extravagantly in order to look fashionable, but ended up looking silly instead. Now, let's look at some drawings of a typical American colonist and a typical British soldier as we try to understand the message of the song. Okay, first of all, how does the British soldier on the left look to you?
The British soldier looks nice and neat, very well groomed.
Yes, you can see that the British soldier takes a lot of pride in dressing neatly and correctly. Now, what about the American colonist? How does he look?
He certainly looks a lot sloppier, not at all like the British soldier.
Yeah, that's right. He looks quite ragged and unconcerned about his appearance. Now, as you look at these two pictures, the message of the song should seem quite clear. The British considered themselves quite fashionable and neat, and they considered the American colonists unfashionable and sloppy. An American might stick a feather in his cap in order to appear more fashionable, but to British eyes, this was just macaroni. Now that we've talked about the meaning of the song, let's look at the song's rather unusual history. Clearly, this song was invented by the British to be insulting to Americans. The song came about in the period prior to the American Revolution. It was sung by British soldiers in the American colonies to mock the colonists before the Revolution. Then a surprising thing happened with this song during the course of the Revolution. You see, during the war, the Americans heard the British singing this song as an insult, but the Americans took this insulting song over and began singing it right back at the British. According to a traditional story about the ending of the war, after the British ceremoniously surrendered to the Americans at Yorktown, the Americans even played and sang a lusty chorus of Yankee Doodle to the defeated British soldiers. I'm not quite sure this story is historically accurate, but it certainly does make a nice story, doesn't it?